This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Yisbarach. Makos. The Makos, which was such a intricate, important part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. What was the point for the Makos? What was their tachlis? What was the idea and maybe lesson that was supposed to be taken and learned from the Makos? So the first thing we have to discuss, who are the Makos for? Were the Makos for Mitzrayim? Meaning Paroi, the people of Mitzrayim, were the Makos for the world. We're going to learn that the whole world heard. Shamu Amin Yirgozum. Chilachas Yoishvi Peloshes. Oznu Falu Alufe Edoim. So it was world news. Ayishma Yisroi. Rashi says, what is Eis Kol Asher Osa Likim Li Yisrael? Says Rashi, Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. Ki Hoitzi Hashem is Yisrael Mimitzrayim Zugdei Lakula. So Melchemes Amalek and Kriyas Yamsuf, that's Yisrael Amoy. But Ki Hoitzi Hashem is even greater. Now, what did they hear about Ki Hoitzi Hashem? Just that they left. Some of they heard the Makos also. I'm sure they heard all the tremendous miracles that happened in Mitzrayim. So, is the point to show the world? Or maybe was it for Klal Yisrael? Was it for the Jewish people to see and learn from? Who was the object, so to speak, of the Makos? The object of the Makos was Paroi. Was it his people? Was it the entire world? Was it Klal Yisrael? So let's read in the beginning of Parshas Bo'i, where the pasuk seems to say that it has not only shaychus to Mitzrayim, but to Klal Yisrael as well. The pasuk Shmois Yud, Pasuk Aleph, in the beginning of Parshas Bo'i, Vayoyim Hashem al Moshe. Bo'i al Paroi, ki ani ichbati esli bo'i, v'slev avodov, l'man shisi oisoisai elu b'kir bo'i. So here it's clear that the oisoisai, the miracles, the wonders, the makos, was for them. Mitzrim. Paroi, ki ani ichbati esli bo'i. And it's not only Libay Vesleva Vadav. So you see clearly that the Makos was for, it was directed towards Paroi and his Avadim. But then the pasuk continues, Ulaman Tisaper Bozne Bincho Ben Bincho Eis Asher Salalti Bimitzrayim. So you see that it was not only, the point is not only Paroi, but it seems to be also Laman Tisaper Bozne Bincha. Eis Asher Salalti. And that is because V'yedatem Ki Ani Hashem. That is going to teach you that I am Hashem. So it seems to be that the Makos was twofold. It was for the Mitzrayim, for the people of Mitzrayim, the Avadim, the slaves of Paroi, and as well as for Klal Yisrael. And this is V'yedatem Ki Ani Hashem. You'll know that I am Hashem. The word V'yedatem Ki Ani Hashem is going back on what? Is it going back on Ki Ani Ichbati Esliboi V'eslev Avodov? Is it going back on the Laman Shisi Oisoi Sayelu B'kirboi? Is it going back on the Laman Tisaper Ba'ozni Bincha? Is it going back on Eis Asher Salalti B'Mitzrayim? There's a lot in the message. Bayel Pari. Actually, there's four things in the message. One is Kanich Bati Yislibai. In order I should give him the Makis. In order you should speak to your children about the Oisais. And that his Hisalalti, I made joke in Mitzrayim. V'yedatem ki ani Hashem, all the above. Is it Kichbati is Liboy v'yedatem ki ani Hashem? Is it Oisaisai that makes ki ani Hashem? Is it Laman Tisaper? And that's ki yedatem ki ani Hashem. On which of the above points in the Shlichus does the v'yedatem ki ani Hashem go back on? Very simple question. We always read the psukim, and the psukim we take for, so to speak, the way it's read, but we never analyze the v'yedatem. On which part is it going back on? There's a few things in the pasuk, in the message, in the shlichus. Yichbati es libay. The Rambam learns the v'yedatem ki ani Hashem has a lot to do with ki yichbati es libay. The Rambam learns, a very famous Rambam, we spoke about it in previous weeks, that the fact that Pari's heart was hard means Hashem took away his Bechira. And that was to prove that I am the boss and not you. He couldn't do tshuva. The Hichbariti es Liboy is affiliated and it is Mikushar to the Adatim Kendi Hashem. Rambam. So maybe we could say that it includes the Yichbati Yisliboi. Doisoisai, that makes sense, right? Doisoisai proves that Hashem is Hashem. Rabbeinu Bechai and the Sipurna learn like this. That it's going back on the Oisiyos, on the Makos. Hashem said, I put the Makos, and this is Yedatem to know Ki Ani Hashem. Laman Tisaper, what is Laman Tisaper? Maybe that's to teach V'yadatim Ki Ani Hashem. How are you going to teach the children? By you teaching them. How will the children know I am Hashem? By teaching. The Razal learns like this, to the point that he asks a nice question. If it's referring to the children, it should have said V'yedu. They will know. Why does it say V'yadatim and you will know? So the truth is, every generation has a v'yedatem. And how did you know? Because your father taught you. So Laman Tisaper is not just that generation. It's continuous. So in Pshat, in the simple translation of the pasuk, it had to say Laman Tisaper Ba'oznei Bincha. V'yedatem. Because each father knows because the Laman Tisaper meant that his father had to teach him. So how do you know and your children know? And the answer is Laman Tisaper Ba'oznei Bincha. So that's why he doesn't say V'yedu, they will know. If it was talking on that generation only, so then you're right, it should have said V'yedu. In order you should teach your children, they will know. But being that it's going on all the generations, so how does the next generation and the generation have that the fathers know? That you, who's doing the teaching, because your father taught you. So the Laman Tisaper is actually V'yadata. That everybody, you and your children know. But the Razor says another pshat, beautiful pshat. He says when you teach Emunah to the children, it also makes that you learn Emunah. Emunah strengthens by the father when he teaches the child. V'yadatem ki ani Hashem. You know, Pesach night, V'gadat to Labincha. So we take on V'gadat to Labincha is that the child should know. The truth is, we learn V'gadat to Labincha, there's a mitzvah sipur yitzias mitzrayim, even if there is no child. So then why did it say V'gadat to Labincha? And the answer is maybe that's how you learn. by teaching. The night of Pesach is meant Bigarta Ubincha, that you strengthen yourself in Emunah. Because like the Razah explains, V'yadatem, through the Laman Tisarpa, you'll know. So Vigarta Ubincha is a way on how to be mechazek yourself with Emunah. V'yadatem ki ani Hashem. You know, the night of Pesach, even if there's no child, it's still said b'derech she'elo tshuva. Question and answer, manishtana. And what's the reason for that? Because the way to be mechazik the emuna is not just to read it and to absorb it, but to internalize it in a derech of she'elo tshuva, of teaching. Question and answer. So even though it's referring to you, which I should have said, Yedu, that they will know. You're teaching them and they will know. Says the Pasig, the Yedat, to know.
Which
one? Pasig, Beis. Ulaman tisaper bozni bincha. Uben bincha. Eis asher salalti bimitzrayim. So it should have said, the Yedu, they'll know. What do you mean, Yedat, you'll know? I hope you know. If you teach, you better know. Today's times, maybe it's there's a Rabbeim who teaches, they don't know. It could be a problem. So maybe the pasuk is telling the adatim you should know before you teach it. Could be. Pashtus, if you're teaching, you know. So why does it say the adatim? The adatim, says the Razah, is because through the teaching you become yodea. You become stronger. You become knowledgeable. Teaching is a vehicle of being mechazik yourself in emuna. So we have many different pshatim on what the v'yadatem ki ani Hashem is going back on in the pasuk. Is it the ki ani echbalti es liboy? Is it l'man shisi oisai sayelu b'kirboy? Is it l'man tesaper bozni bincha? It could mean many things. It could mean that the Ichbati is Liboy is also Kiani Hashem. You know from that I am Hashem, like the Rambam learns, like we spoke after the Chassam Sofer Ani Hashem, that the end will be Hashem will punish those that sin and they won't be able to do tshuva. It could go back on the Yisoy side, like most of the Rishonim seem to say, very simple, the Makis is L'Yadatem, that you should know Kiani Hashem. Or it could be it's going on the Lamad Tisaper, Bozni Bincha, Ben Bincha. Eis asher salalti b'mitzrayim. Rabbis, I'd like to id and explain how the v'yadatem is not just on all of the four above points, but actually all of the four above points are connected. And that's why each thing, as a result of the other, leads to v'yadatem ki ani Hashem. Therefore I gave him makis. Because of that, you have to be l'man tesaper bozni bincha, uben bincha. And that's hisalalti b'mitzrayim, and only through all of this, the above, both psukim, the entire shlichus, v'yadatem ki ani Hashem. So it's not just v'yadatem going back on point one, point two, point three, and point four, and maybe all the 4 points, but even more connected are all the 4 points. And I'll explain to you what I mean. What is kvedus halev? What does it mean? When someone's heart is hard. So Rabbi Yeruchim in Das Torah says something very interesting. He brings a beautiful medrash. Shlomo HaMelech says, V'dibarti ani im libi. I spoke to my heart. V'dibarti ani im libi. I spoke to my heart. Shlomo HaMelech was a brilliant person. The wisest of wise. Yet, in conversation, who does he talk to? Not with his mind. V'dibarti ani, says Koheles, im libi. I discuss it with my heart. Says the Medrash, Halev Maven, Halev Shemeya, Halev Mischazek, and the Chulei Nunches. Nunches. 58. 58 things. Do we have a Das Torah over here? I'll read you inside. It's a beautiful piece from Rabbi Yeruchim. Not here. The one on Shmoy's not here. Okay. The Medrash is saying that the Lev is a Shemeya. The Lev is a Mekabel. The Lev is a Medaber. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, you know what the Medrash is trying to bring out? It's all tali balev. The mind thinks can be brilliant, but all the kochot, all the kaiches, to listen, to hear, to talk, to give counsel. It's all about the leif. It's all about the leif. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, you know what Pari's problem was? He was very smart, yet very hard-hearted. When someone is very smart, he thinks, oh, brilliant. And the guy that works with the heart, he's foolish. He's balev, he's his heart, he's a sweet, emotional, right? He's a brilliant, intelligent man, Pari was extremely intelligent with no heart, and therefore every day he maneuvered to change things. One day I'll let them out. Tomorrow, no, I won't let them out. The next day, okay, I will let them out. The next day, I won't let them out. I will and I won't, and I will and I won't. I don't understand. Are you stable? Are you stable? And the answer is a mind without a heart. That's what he does, because he's mushpa, because he's influenced by the situation, and the mind dictates on how he's supposed to respond. If this comes, so I'll do this. If this comes, okay, I'll do that. If this happens, okay, I'll do that. This is wisdom. Wisdom. But if person in the heart, there's nothing there, so there's no person. So he becomes, in English we call it wishy-washy, one day like this, one day like that, depending on what comes up. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, that was the biggest hisoilus, that was the biggest joke. You don't think Pari lost respect in the eyes of his avodim? They look at him, one day you say this, the next day you say that, the next day you say this, the next... And as a matter of fact, the Pasuk actually says, Haterem Teidach Yavdim Mitzrayim, the servants were screaming at him, don't you know that we're looking like we're heading towards disaster? I mean, why can't you stick to letting them go and that's it? Why one day like this and the next day we keep on getting more makas and more makas, and you think that you're outsmarting Hashem? Yeah? Oh, you see, it stopped. You see, it didn't happen in my house. You see, it happened to the Jews also. You see, the Chatumim. You know what that is? That's wisdom. It's a very, very beautiful word from the Yeruchim. The situation at hand dictates. If the Chatumim were able to do it, so the mind tells me, it's got to be nothing. If the Jews have it also by Kenan, it's nothing, yeah? But at some point, the heart picks up and says, the wisdom of the heart tells you, Yidatim ki ani Hashem, what are you doing? So to follow the mind and to forget the heart, that becomes a person's his olalut. That becomes where a person begins to seem to be foolish. Because, for example, how many people, they say, you know what, if I do this, I'll make money, and if I do this, I'll make money, and if I do that, I'll make money, and if I... And they think they're very smart, yeah? In the heart of heart, they should pick up already that Hashem runs the world. Hashem runs the world. And therefore, if I believe strongly Hashem runs the world, all my tachsisim, all my big plans, which I think, ooh, I'm being smart, I'm outsmarting the system, it doesn't work. You know, people like this, people laugh at. Look at him, one day, then the next day, there he is, unstable. So, kianich bati asleepoi. You know what the problem was? He might have heard in his head that there's Hashem, but it wasn't in his heart as a fact. And therefore, every time that the makis come, and then they leave. So his mind tells him, "Oh, I outsmarted the system. I got away with it." Leman tesaper bozni bincha uben bincha. I saw that Reb Simcha Zisel from Kalim explains that the idea of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim to the children is v'yadata hayoi asheloi selovavach, which means it's not enough yadata. It's not enough yadata. It has to be vashevoisa elavavecha. It has to go into the heart. Yeruchim speaks about it a lot. Pari had the yadata. He got clear messages. Hashem runs the world. But because it wasn't vashevoisa elavavecha, because he didn't have a heart, so it didn't go anywhere. Reb Simcha Zisel from Kalim explains that Leman Tisaper, Vigarat Ulabincha, is also another form of Yadata that you know, but it needs to be Vashivoisa Levavecha. That's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The night of Pesach, we take the children and we bring it into their heart. I want to show you something interesting. There's two points which I thought about in great length over Shabbos in the past. Is there a mitzvah of Igarita to teach Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to the Talmidim? You know, by Torah we have Vishinantam Levanecha. Chazal teach us Levanecha Elu HaTalmidim. How about we got it to Labincha? Let us be Dairish, we got it to Labincha, Ela Talmidim. We don't see anybody Darshni. We don't see Chazal telling us we got it to Labincha, Bincha, Ela Talmidim. Why not? As a matter of fact, it seems that Sipritz in the shrine is unique. That a father must teach a child. Notice in the Haggadah that the Tzadikim were sitting in Bnei Brak. The Tanoim was sitting in Bnei Brak, and they were discussing Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then in the morning the Talmidim came. Why were the Talmidim not there all night? So that's the question. Why wasn't the Talmidim sitting by the Tanoim and learning from them? And the answer is, either they were there till about as much as they were able to handle, and then they left after a while. How much can you listen to a shir? Half hour, 40 minutes. If it's Rabbi Wolkin shir, 2 hours. Okay. At what point do you leave? If I spoke all night, people would leave also. Some of they would stay for 2.5, 3 hours. I would be able to push them for 3 hours. But kol ha'tah laila, so in the morning the Talmidim came. Or maybe we could say that the Talmidim, they weren't by the Rebbe, but actually they were by their parents. The Talmidim, Vigarat Lubincha, there's a mitzvah. The parents should say. Torah, Talmud Torah, the Rebbe. Vigarat Lubincha is not the Rebbe. Vigarat Lubincha is father to, and I found the Mekor for this. I found the Mekor. If you look, there's a Shoifet in Tanakh. His name was Gideon. Gideon, if he was a Shoifet, he wasn't a child. He must have been an Avrech of 40, 50. And he works in the field. And it was a time, the Pasuk says, that Klal Yisrael had a lot of suffering from the Amalek. And the Malach comes to Gideon. Malach reveals himself to Gideon. Says the Gideon to the Malach, I don't understand. Yesterday, my father read with us. Aviseinu, my father, Siprus, told us about all the miracles that happened in Mitzrayim. Ayei kol nifloisa, where are all these miracles? Look how the Jewish people are suffering. Yesterday I talked about how Hashem is great and he does miracles to the Jewish people. Where are all these miracles? Because Baruch Hu appreciated very much that Gideon said this. And Hashem said, Leich b'chaychach hozeh, take this power that you speak good for Klal Yisrael and become a shayfet. And this is the present, so to speak, that he received for being melamed saniguria on Klal Yisrael. The Mefarshim ask, and Rabbi Yerucham speaks about it so beautifully, so eloquently, in Das Chachma Musar, Chel Gimel, Peish Kuf Tzadik, a very good question. He says, I don't understand. Gideon was a baby. Let me not be saying Nusiprul on him. My father told us. Yesterday was Pesach. Well, he doesn't know anything on his own. Imagine someone takes a Bechina, a test. And the Rashiva asks him, so tell me, what does Tosis say? So you say, Tosis says, so and so. Yeah. Where does Tosis say it? So you say, my father told me, Tosis says it in Bar Mitzvah. I mean, your father told you, I mean, you didn't learn, you learned Bar Mitzvah, so you learn. Oh, yeah. Tell me, where in Bar Mitzvah? It's in the Torah. My father told me that the Torah Hashem gave. You don't know the Torah. Why would he tell the Malach Hashem? Tells the Malach Hashem, my father told me yesterday, Mitzvah, it's Rome and Mitzrayim. By 50, you should be able to say on your own, Mitzvah, it's Rome and Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Ask somebody to read a pasuk. You know what he'll say? My father told me that it's Vayav Moshe Aaron El Pari. You read it, Vayav Moshe Aaron El Pari. To tell you that your father taught you Aleph Beis. I mean, what do you want? Says Rabbi Yerucham, we see from here that Emunah is based on Aviseinu Siprulon. My father told me. That's how Emunah works. My father told me, his father told him, and his father told him, and all the way back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And you say, Aviseinu Siprulanu. Our fathers told us. What is Aviseinu Siprulanu? That's Amuna is, my father told me, and his father told him. Now why does it have to be that way? What's wrong if my Rebbe told me? What's wrong if someone who I trust told me? So if you look at the Ramban in Parashas Bo'i, he has one line and he says that Vaydatl of Anechel of Neim Anecha Yoim Asher Matel of Ne'ashem Leikecha B'choyriv. You're supposed to teach your children, says the Ramban. You know why? Because that's Mesoira. From father to a child, because a father would never teach his child lies. I'm insulted, but a Rebbe would teach lies. I went around asking this to a few people this week. But as I hope a Rebbe wouldn't teach lies either, but only a father. But this is a Ramban, that a father would only tell the truth. So if you want, Emuna! Emuna has to come from a father. Chidush. So that's we got it to Labincha and not Talmidim. Talmud Taira could be what? Eilat Talmidim. Maybe has to be Aviseinu Sipruldanu. My father taught me. And that's why Gideon says Esmoel was Pesach, and I heard my father say Vitesh Solomon Mitzrayim, because Emunah and Hashem, which is Yitzias Mitzrayim, has to come from a father. I want to ask you a different question. It says Laman Tisaper Ba'ozne Bincha. What does the word Ozne Bincha mean? Ears? Where else would you talk to? You want to talk to his eyes? You want to talk to his nostrils? Who would you want to talk? Where else would you talk? You tell your son. Why does it have to say Ozne Bincha? It's a tremendous question. And I looked, I didn't see any of the Mepharshim talk about it. It should have said Laman Tisaper Libincha. Why does it say Be'ozne Bincha? So I was thinking to myself, we find the same lashon by Yehuda speaking to Yosef. He tells Yosef, "Dabena adoni davar ba'ozne adoni." Dabena avdecha davar ba'ozne adoni. Excuse me. Dabena avdecha ba'ozne adoni. So Rashi says, what's Ozne? I mean, where else would you speak to? So you see that the Chazal asked this question. For some reason, it's not here. Ask, but it's the same type of question, L'chayra. Why do you need Ozne? Why does it have to say the word Ozne? So Chazal say, Sheyichnasu Dvorim Boznecha. It should enter. It should get to where it's supposed to go to. You could talk on deaf ears. Person could talk. Talk to the walls. There's a nice joke that they say that there was once a prospect shidduch that was supposed to take a bechina, a test from his future father-in-law, but he knew nothing. You hear? So they told him that the best thing is that whenever your father asks you a question and answer, say Lamai Nafkamina. Which means, what's the difference, right? Now, usually when you say Lamai Nafkamina, you mean halachically, what's the Nafkamina? What's the difference? If it's like this pshat or that pshat, it comes out a difference like this. Kids, it worked a few times, but then after a while, you know, Lamay Nafkamina, the follow-up was picking up, there's something wrong. So he says, what do you mean by Lamay Nafkamina? What do you mean? The guy didn't know. He says, Lamay Nafkamina, you talk to me or you talk to the wall. It's the same thing. What's the difference if you talk to me or you talk to... You can talk and talk. Laman Tisap and Labincha. You know, there are people who you can say shir for 2 hours to a guy. The guy doesn't talk to the walls. You hear?
Gemina.
Lamay Nav Gemina. They say over a cute story of a person that was sitting in a Rav shir. And the Rav was speaking, and he's looking around in the room. Who's listening? Can't find anybody listening. He's looking, he's trying to find one guy he can talk to. There's everybody sleeping and then dreaming. And he finally finds a guy who shakes his head. You know, and the Rav is talking, he's going like this, he's shaking, making with his faces like, yeah, no, man. So he started to talk to that guy. Directed the whole shit towards that guy. And the guy's going, then he goes, no, and then he goes, maybe. So after the shir, the Rav walks over to him and says, Mayritik, at least I had who to talk to and everything, but tell me, which part did you like and which part you didn't like and which... Because he saw that he was going, yes, no, maybe.
Which one?
So the guy goes, Rebbe, let me tell you the truth. Not one word I understood.
No.
Not one word. I didn't know what you were talking. Not even from the beginning I understood. So why were you shaking your head with back and forth, a yes or no? He said like this. You started to talk, and I realized that I have a picture in my house of my great-grandfather, and he looks very much like you. But not always. It depends on what angle you were talking on. So sometimes I would go, yes, he looks like my great-grandfather. And sometimes I said, And then when you turned your head a little more, no, it's not like my grandfather. So a whole shear, I was going back and forth, Mr. Peck, you hear? You got it to Lubincha, you're going to sit there, and you tell him over 100 things, and the only guy, what you're talking about, it has to be Be'ozdei Bincha. It's got to enter. Chazei Menach is the pshat. You hear? It's got to enter. It's got to go where it's supposed to go to. Daven Adav Be'ozdei Bincha. You hear? Okay. How do you make it enter, Rabbi Yisrael? How does it enter? So I want to tell you a Mayritika thing. Yes, it's got to be interesting. And yes, it's got to be on his level. But there's also another Nakuda. There's a... The Michtam Eliyahu speaks that there's an inyan of a Ahava. In order for it to resonate, in order for it to go where it's supposed to go, it's supposed to be something that there's a Ahava from love. Let me discuss to you what is an Iviyadatam and Hashem. When you talk about the Makis, what are you supposed to think? Hashem is great? Or Hashem is great to me? By the Makis, Hashem is great? Or Hashem is great to me? You know, we say, Alisecha Shebechol Yoim Imanu. Why don't we just say Hashem does tremendous miracles? Hashem is great. And the answer is, Hashem is great. But you know what Amun is about? Hashem is good with the miracles to me. I told you all from the Altar for Slabotka, had only Pari saw the good in the Makris, in the chesed that Hashem gave in the Makris, Paru would have done tshuva. V'yodata hayoyim ha'shivoysa l'vavecho means it didn't reach the heart because you didn't see it as a chesed of Hashem. When we say that Paru was hichbidis libay, and the meila, it didn't reach his heart, according to the out of Slabotka, it means it didn't touch his heart. He didn't see the chesed of Hashem in it. Again, ki ani ichbati eslibay veslev avodav. The kvedus halev, according to the out of Slabotka, means he didn't see the chesed in the makri. So I'm explaining, what does that mean? It didn't touch his heart. In knowledge, he knew Hashem is Hashem, but he wasn't moved through the chesed, through the love that he felt in the makis. That's what it means. It wasn't vashivoysa lovavecha. When the Altar from Kelim says that the night of Pesach is meant, v'yadata yoyim vashivoysa elovavecha, elovavecha means that it should enter the heart, it should be with love and feeling that Hashem did for me. You notice the night of Pesach, we don't come and just say, Hashem took, and Hashem is great, and Hashem did. But rather, what do? B'tzei simi Mitzrayim. When I left Mitzrayim, right? Ilu lehoi tekosh baruch hus aviseinu, harei onu, uvaneinu, uvanei vaneinu, mishubadam ayinu. It's about me. It's the chesed of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The chesed of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The miracles enter the heart when you realize that it was with chesed. Where do you see the expression of the chesed? Baneinu uvaneinu. You know, Holocaust survivors always say the same thing at a bris. It's almost like a script that's written for them. They always get up and they'll say at a bris or even at bar mitzvah or a wedding, who ever dreamt that from a Holocaust I would be sitting at a bris of my grandchild? They always say it seems like it's a universal hergish, an emotion by a bris. When do you see the chesed of Hashem? When you could sit and tell it over to your grandchildren. Look what I have. Look today. Lamad tisaper ba'ozne bincha. Uben bincha. Eis Hashem salalti b'Mitzrayim. V'yedatem ki ani Hashem. Because the idea of Hashem has to be in the lev. How does that happen? That happens when you tell it over to your children and grandchildren. I was in Mitzrayim, and look what's today. Why do we speak about Harei Anu Vaneinu? Just say me. Well, I would be still be in Mitzrayim. I thank Hashem for that. And the answer is, it's not enough. You want to talk about chesed of the Makos, chesed of the Oisiyus of Mitzrayim, and that is Anu Vaneinu. When a grandfather could sit, talk to either his child and grandchild, that's when he starts to realize the chesed of Hashem. And that's v'yedatem ki ani Hashem. Yeah. Very deep, Rabbi, but very true. Very deep, but very true. Let me begin again. Ki ani ichbati es liboy l'mar shisi yisoy se'eila b'kir boy u'l'man tesaper b'ozni bincha v'yedatem ki ani Hashem. I asked you, where is the v'yedatem ki ani Hashem going back on? Or what is it going? Is it going on kinyich batis libay? Is it going on the Yisai side? Is it going on the Lamant Saper? And the answer is, it's going on all the above, like it seems in the pasuk to seem to be implying. Because kveidu salev means, like the Alta says, he didn't see the chesed of Hashem. Kveidu salev means he didn't see the chesed of Hashem. So I say, Eile Bikir boy. It never reached where it was supposed to reach. It never reached the heart. It was in the mind. He saw tremendous miracles. Yet it didn't have its effect on the heart. So that's what the pasuk is saying. Laman shisi oy soy sai eile here, boy, to get it, should go inside, it should get to Vashivoisel of Avecha. And this is how do you do that? You do it through Laman Tesaper, Ozne Bincha, Uben Bincha, Eis Asher Yisalalti B'Mitzrayim. That's how you do it. By teaching your son and your grandchild, then you'll see the chesed of Hashem, Yedatem Ki Ani Hashem. That's the Vashivoisel of Avecha. And that's only a father giving over to a child the chesed that the Eibishter did to him and Mamela to his son and his grandson at the same time. And that's why it's unique to Aviseinu Sipulanu. You know, it's an interesting thing what Gideon says. Gideon doesn't just say, my father sat and taught me about Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rashi quotes the Chazal that says, yesterday we read in the Hallel, that it says, B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. Why Hallel? Just say simply, in the Haggadah we read, why Hallel? Why does it have to be in the Hallel of B'tzeis Yisrael? What about Tzipi'atiyas Mitzrayim? When he quotes his father in the night of Pesach that taught him about Tzipi'atiyas Mitzrayim, it should have been, my father told me this pshat in Tzipi'atiyas Mitzrayim, this pshat in Tzipi'atiyas Mitzrayim, this Haggadah, that Haggadah. Why does he speak about, my father read for us the Hallel? You know, Rabbi said Hallel is said on a miracle that happens to the person. You know, there's an interesting Gemara. Gemara says that when Kriyas Yamsuf took place, the Malachim said Shira. So the Gemara says that the Eibishter stopped him. May I see all the time by Yom Atim Oyim Shira? You'll let us say Shira when my people are drowning. I created these Mitzrayim. They're my creations. La Maisa. We don't say Hallel the whole Pesach for this reason. So how come the night of Pesach we say Hallel? If on Pesach we don't say Hallel the entire Pesach because Atam Oyim Mashira, why then with the night of Pesach are we allowed to say Hallel? I have a better question. Why would the Eden themselves allowed to say Hallel? The Eden said Hallel, said all Joshua, they said praise. Hashem should have said, I see all the time by Yom. Why are you saying Hallel? The people are drowning. It's your enemy, but if I yivchal tismach, you shouldn't be happy when your enemy falls. And the answer is that when the miracle happens to you, personally, then you could say Hallel. So why do we say Hallel the night of Pesach? Probably for the same reason. Because since we look at it as a personal, it happened to me. It's a praise to Hashem for the chesed that he did to me. Because Pesach is not just it happened to my forefathers, it happened to me. But maybe I could say Hallel. That's why Gideon is saying, my father said with me Hallel last night. It's not that he told me about Mitzrayim, it's more. We said Hallel. So what does Hallel connotate? It means that it happened to me, it happened to us. So I ate on the floor, so how come now we... How can I sit in my house and talk about the influence that you did to the B'nai Yisrael if the B'nai Yisrael is suffering without miracles from you? That's why he picks on the Hallel to complain to the Malach. Because what's he complaining to the Malach? He's telling the Malach, where are the miracles the Jewish people are suffering? So what's the point? Where are the miracles that happened in Mitzrayim? What does the miracles of Mitzrayim have to do with anything? That was then, and this is now. The answer is, but I still say Hallel. I'm still praising Hashem today for the miracles of the past, and that has to be through the chesed of Hashem, that things are tremendously good for the B'nai Yisrael. That's why I believe Gidai picks on the Hallel per se, but after. Gideon picks on the Hallel because the Hallel implies that the miracles are a chesed till today. To the point that B'tzeis Yisrael B'mitzrayim on the night of Pesach, I could still say as if the miracle Harayonu V'neinu 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 Chayim Adam Liris Asatzim Ki Liyotzim B'mitzrayim that happened to him. So the question is, Ayei Kol Nifloiso, how can I say the Hallel that Kilu today I have the chesed of Hashem from all the miracles if the Klal Yisrael is suffering? That's why he chose the Hallel B'davka. Not just B'tzeis Yisrael, it's right. So the V'yadatim Ki Ani Hashem Rabbeisai is a lesson for us that you want to have emunah. Learn to see the chesed of Hashem in every step of the day, in every step of the way, and everything around you. There's one thing to talk emunah, philosophically, how Hashem is great. Then there's another thing to talk emunah of the heart. What Hashem has done for you, that you have, that's another v'yadatem ki ani Hashem. And that's what the pasuk wants, the v'yadatem ki ani Hashem. How long ago did it die?
Just now. That's okay.
You sure it just died now?
Okay.
So, the way you, not only if you pass the from inside, you were supposed to.
That's right.
Tell me about that.
Because theoretically, it was all for me. Not to stop it, but we're around today. Not that we wouldn't be here today. So this was all chesed that happened to me. That's the Yadatim Ki Ani Hashem. Yeah, we're just changing the batteries. There's another hour and a half to go.
Okay.
Do we right now?
It's recording.
Or I have to look in the future.
Okay. Now. I think that one of the Yesoides of Emuna to look for the Chesed of Hashem is to try to search in every situation Hashem's guidance. I spoke to you many times that the Makos was Hashem guiding Klal Yisrael. I'm sorry, guiding Paroi every step of the way. He made this mistake, so Hashem came back with a Makos to try to fix it and send him a message and teach him. The guiding of Hashem. Hashem's love is felt when we tap into the guidance that He guides us on a daily basis. And I'll explain to you through the Makos as well this point and the idea of what I'm trying to bring out. You know, Makos Choshech, just to take one of the Makos recently we went through, the first Makos in previous Shurim, in past weeks. Let's pick on Makos Choshech and delve in it to see the tremendous guidance that Hashem did for Paroi, for Klal Yisroel. Choshech is an interesting Makos. Interesting Makos. Dark, light. Is it possible to have dark and light in the same place? In one spot, could it be dark and light? We find that it was dark for the Mitzrayim, light for the Bnei Yisrael. But what happens when the Bnei Yisrael were in the same spot as the Mitzrayim? They went into the houses, Chazal tell us. So the light followed them to the houses to show them where the gold was. Okay. How about when the Yid fed the Mitzrayim? According to some Mefarshim, how did the Mitzrayim survive 7 days with no food, no drink? It's brought down in the Mefarshim that the Yidin went to feed them. Chesed, tremendous chesed that the Yidin did. Rachamim, they had Rachmanis, so they went and they fed them. So how was it that the Yid had light and the guy didn't have it? It's in the same spot. Interesting. You could come and say, well, that's a miracle. And not every miracle we can understand. Listen, that's the whole idea of a miracle, is beyond our understanding. So maybe Anachanan, maybe you can't understand it. You know, we find that when the world was created originally, Orech Choshech was Mishtamshim Bervuvya. So you see that it's possible to have a mixture of Orech Choshech. Now, the only thing is, Hashem said it should separate. Each one should be separate. So maybe, when the time, when Choshech came, Hashem went back, so to speak, on the rules of Bria. And Hashem said, Orech Choshech will be Mishtamshim Bervuvyachas. I'd like to discuss what exactly is Makos Choshech, and this would answer how it was light and dark at the same time, in the same place, mixed together, so to speak. How is it possible? Why Makos Choshech? Why did Hashem bring Choshech? So if you take a look, Rashi brings two reasons. One is that the Jews were dying, and because they died, Hashem didn't want that they should be seen by the Mitzrayim, so He made Choshech. Another reason, in order for the Jews to search the houses for the gold. Okay, but that's not a lesson of the Makos. That's rather a good byproduct of the Makos. But what was the point of the lesson that was taught in this Makos? So the Medrash brings down Hichshichu Einayim. That they made dark the eyes of the Jewish people. And since they made dark the eyes of the Jewish people, Hashem went and made the Mitzrayim dark. Good? But we just finished saying that every Makos was threefold. It was also to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson. V'yadatim ki ani Hashem. So where is the lesson for Klal Yisrael and Chayshich. The lesson for the Mitzrayim and Chayshich is you made the Jewish people dark. The Toyelis of the Chayshich was, like Rashi says, that the Goyim shouldn't see that the Jews would die. But what was the limud? What was the lesson for the Jewish people in Chayshich? Somebody say the light and dark of Chayshich, was it a physical light and dark? So there's an interesting Ramban, that the Ramban says it was physical. Ramban says that Hashem made it like a bor, like a pit. And he says in a pit you can't light a candle. That's why the Mitzrim weren't even able to light candles. And many want to say that the Ramban means there was no oxygen. Hashem took away the oxygen. Could you light a candle? Then he speaks about the Yomesh that had some physical components, which means that it was like wet, like an onan, like from an ocean, maybe it was wet, and therefore, do you ever try to light a candle in a mist? There's no, it's wet, it can't. So either there was no oxygen, or it was wet, physical. I saw Rabbi Kagan in his Sefer, he has a Sefer, Shvi Ve'ar, he says, that's why Lekamu Ishtaktav, they couldn't move. You know why? There was no oxygen. Lekamu Ishtaktav. There was a lack of oxygen. When someone has a lack of oxygen, he breathes slowly. So Hashem took away just enough that they should be, you know, shouldn't die. They couldn't move. No oxygen. So it was physical. Tanima says it was physical. There was cataracts on the eyes. Cataracts. Couldn't see. Physical. I would like to bring from Chazal that it wasn't physical light and dark, dark and light. It was actually spiritual dark and light. Chazal say, where did this darkness come from? It came from the Esh HaGehenim. Where did the light come from? Says Chazal, Or HaTayr. It was the light of Tayr. The Shachal HaTayr explains that the darkness was spiritual and the light was spiritual. The light was the Or HaGanus that's in the Torah. We know the Torah has an Or. It's an Or HaGanus, a hidden light from the time of Bereishis. We spoke about it at Hanukkah time. That Or HaGanus is what enlightened the Klal Yisrael during Makas Chayshich. So here we have already an interesting understanding that we don't mean physical, we mean something spiritual. And thus, you can hear how it's possible that it's together. Because you're not talking about physical light and dark, right? Light and dark, it can't be light and dark in the same place. But I want to show you even more. The whole idea of Torah, the whole mitzius of Torah, that's a better word, the whole mitzius of Torah is or mitei chayshich. It's the light in the darkness. That's what Torah is, and I'll show you what I mean. Explain to you what I mean. Mitzrayim was dark. There's a Rabbeinu Bechaya that says that by Matan Torah was even darker than that. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that it says three times the word Chayshich, that Mitzrayim got Chayshich. To be Meram is that there's three types of Chayshich. There's Alta'a, which happened by Brisbane Absarim. Darkness. Then there's Choshech, Makas Choshech, Afelo. And then there's Arafel. Extremely dark. Arafel, extremely dark. You know, the day of Matan Torah was a very dark day. It wasn't light outside. You know, when a person wants to have a wedding, he chooses the summer. Why? No snow. It can be a nice Sunday morning. Light, Sunday afternoon, a nice sunny day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have chosen for Matan Torah because he makes up the weather. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the weather. So why did he make a beautiful day by Matan Torah? It was an ugly day, Matan Torah. It was dark. Harafel, Sinai was complete, even maybe darker than the Chayshech and Mitzrayim. So the Pirkei der Belezer explains, because Hashem knew that the Egel was coming and that the whole Matan Torah wasn't going to last very long. So Pirkei der Belezer, Chazal. So he made it dark. I know that it's not going to last. It's a dark day, Matan Torah. It's not a beaming light. I would like to introduce another pshat, and Memis, it's not really my words, but I think it's more or less in the words of the Rambam. The Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, in Chelik Beis, Perik Lamed, Rambam says an interesting thing. He says there's a contradiction in the psukim. In Dvarim it says, Hashem spoke to you, mitaycha esh. And then it says, Hashem spoke to you, mitaycha arafel, from the darkness. So which one is it? Did he speak from the fire, or did he speak from the darkness? So he says, the Rambam, that the esh that we're referring to is not esh that lights, but esh, the original esh. There's Eretz, Adama, Choshech, and esh, the four Yesoidus, right? So the Yesoidus of esh is not light, says the Rambam, the Meir Nevuchim. That Aish could be dark also. That Aish could be dark also. So Hashem spoke mitaycha Aish and mitaycha darkness is not a contradiction. So it's one of the same.
Different level.
Aish and darkness is one of the same, says the Rambam. And he says, I'll prove it to you, because if darkness would have to do with Aish, then you would walk around the middle of the streets at night and everything would be light, because the darkness brings out Aish, fire. That's not what happens. Okay. So it seems to be that Hashem talks from the darkness. Why is Hashem talking from darkness? Well, why should it be that way? Why would Hashem talk from darkness? You would think Hashem talks from tremendous light. Why darkness? So let's discuss this. Rabbi Yisrael. There's a tremendous, tremendous Yerushalmi. Daf Tezvava Mibes, Dafi Habavli. The original Torah was given Eish Levana Al Gabi Eish Shchayra. That's in the first Gemara. Gemara says, fire of white with fire of black. Now, which one was the black and which was the white? Well, the Ois is the letters white and the letters black. So it's a machloikis in the Rishayim. The Pnei Moish on the side brings two pshatim, but his first pshat is that the letters were white, fire, and the parchment that it was written on was black. Why was it that way? Why is it white fire, black fire, and the letters on the white fire and the black fire? What is that all about? And the answer is because the words of Torah is the light in the darkness. You know how you make the white? It has to be in a background of black, right? In other words, in order to make the osius white, it has to be in the background of
black.
You see all the white. Otherwise, you couldn't see anything. Our Sifri Torah says the Pnei Moshe are written black on top of white. Why? Because it's written for the Hamoinam. It's written simple. Simply, it is black on white. You can't see otherwise. But the Or HaTorah is actually the other way around. It's the white within the dark, within the black. Torah means Or, light. That is Torah. Light within the darkness is Torah. Unbelievable Yerushalmi, pili ploy. I think that's the pshat Yerushalmi Ladias Daiti Beis Hashem Yisborah. The white, something very new. Okay, that the white, the letters. So why do you need black? Just write, and the answer is because that is Torah. The words of Torah is the light engraved through the black, in the black. Yeah. It says, Hashem Oiri. Hashem is my light. We've spoken many times that the Or HaGanuz is Hashem in the Torah. In the Torah, Hashem speaks to Klal Yisrael through the words of the Torah. That's called Or HaGanuz, the hidden light that speaks through the words of the Torah. That's the light. Hashem Oiri, Hashem is the light. We've spoken about this in the past. I want to show you something interesting. Hashem speaks in this darkness. Does anybody know Hashem speaking in darkness, what's it called? Does anybody know what it's called? I'll tell you what it's called. The word chashmal, people have used for a light bulb. Maybe we shouldn't even use the word chashmal for a light bulb. You know why? Because it's a very spiritual, holy thing, the word chashmal. Yecheskel, in his maruch, and when he sees the vision of Hashem, he sees the chashmal. What is chashmal? It's Hashem. It refers to the Rebbe Yisrael. Says the Gemara Chagiga, that you gimel on the base, what is the chashmal? Chashmal, quiet and speaking. The Gemara says it means quiet, silent, speak. Svarim talk about the Rabbi Nishlam speaks. It's silent, but it's speaking. And that's the light. That's the guiding light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Chashmal. It silently speaks. It speaks volumes, it speaks very loud. But it's quiet in this world. Through the Torah you hear, if you listen carefully, you hear the chashmal, you hear the Rebbeinu Shleilam's light guiding, talking to us. He's talking to the heart. It enters the ear. The Rebbeinu Shleilam talks to the lev. You know, there's a pasuk, kosvein aluach libecha. The Torah has to be written where? On the lev. You know, give me an example. There's a lot of bands, waves. You need a special radio to pick up special bands. You want to pick up the language of chashmal that the Rebbe Yisrael talks, you need a certain radio. You know what that radio is? The lev. It's the heart. That's what you need. Otherwise, you could, Hashem could be talking everywhere, all over. The Rebbe Yisrael could be talking. But you're not picking it up. The lev, the heart, becomes, the, so to speak, the vehicle that picks up the chashmal. Picks up that wave, that band. Chashmal. Chashmal means the Rebbe Yisrael's chashmal. He talks silent. It's a frequency that only the lev picks up. Kosvei, write the Torah haluach libecha. That's the parchment that's able to pick up the Torah. This Rabbi Sai was Makas Choshech. L'chol b'nei Yisrael hoya or b'may shvoysom. It was light for Klal Yisrael. It was the Or HaTorah. Klal Yisrael was getting a glimpse how in darkness there could be light. I said over an interesting story that I heard from Isaiah the Zechariah and Levrach, a beautiful story, that the Kapishin Serebi, Zatzal, during the Holocaust, was forced by the Nazis to clean the floor, the street. To clean the street. They wanted to make him into a janitor. It was to embarrass him. It was to humiliate him. As he was doing it, he was singing. Oh, Hasidic Rebbes love to sing. So they asked him, Rebbe, you're singing, you seem to be so happy. How could you be happy? So he says, they think that they're humiliating me. They think that I'm cleaning the floors of Germany. Little do they know, I'm putzing, I'm polishing. The Rebbeinu Shloim Shena Lichtike Welt, his beautiful light, the light of Lichtik. The Kapishin Serebi was able to be in the darkness and yet see the Rebbeinu Shloim. It's the Rebbeinu Shloim's world. And when you see it's the Rebbeinu Shloim's world, it's oiri. It's light and dark. Klal Yisrael was being taught that Mitzrayim was dark. Yet a person could find light wherever you go, even in B'mai Shvoisim, even in the house of the Mitzri. If he goes with Hashem, Hashem oiri. If he goes with the Or HaTorah, you go with the Or HaTorah, it becomes light even in the biggest darkness. That was the lesson of Makas Choshech for Klal Yisrael. Kapishin Serebi is able to, in the darkness. You know, Chazal tell us that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring Makas Choshech? Because it was a punishment to the Mitzrayim who took a candle, put it on the head of the Yid, and made the Yid not move, and if he moved. So I always ask the question, you want to punish with fire? So fire, punish with fire. Don't punish with darkness. So the Pasuk Shad in the Medrash is the not moving part. Light, and they weren't able to move. The Eden wasn't allowed to move, so Choshech was that you weren't allowed to move. But then it could have been light and not be able to move. If Hashem wanted, he could make fire around you and then you can't move. I mean, why do you have to make dark? And the answer is, it's deep. Either we could come and say, you misuse light, so you won't have light. You take light and you misuse it. Or we could say one step further, right? Either actually you misuse the light, so I'll take away light, and therefore you'll have makas koshich. Like someone who cuts a corner of a beged. David HaMelech cut the corner of the beged, and lehechemla, you didn't. Here too, you misuse the light. I mean, Lahavu, of course, I'm not comparing to David HaMelech, but you misuse the light, therefore you don't have light. Aydilma. Or we could come and say that they made darkness with light. They took Hashem's oir, Hashem made light. They used it for black. They used it in a world to make darkness. To be misnaheg in a way of that is choshech. So what does Hashem say? It's meant for oir. I'll give you choshech. And I'll show you what light is. I'll show you that Klal Yisrael will have Oir Mitoicha Choshech. Oir Mitoicha Choshech. We must learn to listen to the Oir in the Choshech. The Oir guides us. Hashem Oiri, Hashem is Chashmal. He talks to us Mitoicha Choshech. And when we see that, we'll realize Hashem's tremendous Chesed in every step of the way, in every turn that we take. And when we see that chesed, v'yadatam kini Hashem, we'll appreciate the nisim and the flois, like the Rambam says, mitoich ha-nisim, ha-gdoilim atabola hakir, you come to recognize the small miracles. What are the small miracles? What are big and small? And the answer is, big, when it's out in the open. Small is from the story itself, from within. Hashem is guiding you in His chashmal, in His quiet, silent way, Hashem is guiding. Hashem is protecting. So from those nisim, a person comes to be makir. Yadatim ki ani Hashem, and he thanks the Eibishter. And that is laman tesaper. That must be taught to the children. A father must teach his child. A father must teach his child to be makir. We're not trained in this. We don't train our children. Kindelach, heart, appreciate. Start to recognize Hashem's chesed in everything that happens. And the chesed in everything around you. Had we taught this emunah, we would taka have yadatem, kani Hashem. That's the true way of teaching emunah. And this is the mitzvah of Pesach Nai, Vigarata, Labincha, Vyashivaisa, Lavavecha, like it says from Alta from Kelim. It's not enough yadata. It has to be taught in a way of a hashivoisa that it should enter the heart. To take out the lessons of the makos, and for us, it should enter in us the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the nisim and the flayis. And we should be zeicha to the geula shleima.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.